You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Breath. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's only Thursday, curiously.
Yay.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well, that's right. That's him. He loves Thursday.
We had Monday off. What are you talking about?
I know, but it still feels like, wow, this week's taking a long time. Taking its sweet time.
It was a weird weekend, though.
It was a weird weekend.
Because of Friday. And mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that.
I know. Right. It was disruptive. Sort of. I don't know. Hi, Bob. You look happy.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Maddie.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. How's it going in Studio 10 over there?
Good. I was saying that the week seems to be flying by. And,
oh, were you?
Yes.
And I was disagreeing.
She was disagreeing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
You guys, please don't get in a fight. We need you to.
I do annoy her.
He's been quiet this week. It's been lovely.
Oh. Do go on.
I've been busy.
You're figuring out a whole new thing with the video.
Exactly.
Is it just great? Is it just fascinating?
It's fascinating. I just edited a clip where we all make fun of Sarah.
Oh, fun.
Oh, good.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah,
those are my favorite clips.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, me either. That sounds great. That won't make the week any longer. It's going to be fantastic.
Does it feature our new hit song?
It does.
Oh, I love our new hit song.
Oh, this is so great. Add all this in about how happy I am about it.
I'm working on a PowerPoint to present that song to Jane to get that added throughout the other day.
Just
parts
to pop
of
it
the
in
show.
Wherever right. It might be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think it'll really tie like a promotion for the morning show, and it's perfect.
Good vibes and variety.
That's what we got here. Yeah. I'm glad that, you know, the tagline's catching on with you. It's nice.
Took a minute.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Everything does.
All the new stuff does. It's true.
I need to thank every single person that texts us.
Oh.
But in particular, the people who sent me book titles to help me talk to my daughter about herself.
Her changing body.
And all the things.
You and your body.
Yeah.
What to expect in the next few years.
So I left here, I'd written them down from the text suggestions, and there were a few that were repeats.
Oh.
And so I was able to, I wrote down like four books, and I checked Surf, and then there was none.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say you checked the reviews.
No. I hadn't got to that point yet, but I brought the paper after checking the entire drive home for one wave, and there were none.
Oh.
I got to the Santa Cruz bookstore, brought my little sheet to the person at the counter and said, I would like all four of those, please.
Oh, all four?
Well, they didn't have all four, and I was figuring they wouldn't, but
right.
The nice person said, well, we have two of the four. Would you like them? And I said, yes, I'll take both.
Both.
That's great.
I got both books, and then I went home and I checked them over, and I was like, well, this is the one.
Oh, really? What's the one? Tell us the one. Now, this is to explain the birds and the bees to your 11-year-old.
Yeah, I got to find the name. I'm looking through the old. I will tell you guys which book I chose and why, but I don't remember the title, and I'm looking through our text
now for
it.
What was it about it that made you think this is the one?
It wasn't overly... If there's any problem I was going to have just going in, mm-hmm. it's that I would tell her way more than she needed to know right off the bat. One thing would lead to the next thought would... And the next thing you know... She's leaving the conversation with, I got to try this sex. It sounds incredible.
Right.
I don't want that. Like, that's not the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't want her to think or be ashamed of it or think that there's anything wrong with it, I certainly want her to understand that
that she's not allowed to.
It's a grown-up thing.
Yes.
And.
But here's what it is. Something straightforward.
And so I did.
Without making it seem like, you know, it's not going to give her the vapors.
So, and then I got the book and I brought it down to the missus and said, this is what I will be presenting to our daughter. Oh. And she said, let me see that. And she looked it over and I have.
Is it illustrated?
It is illustrated. Okay. Yes.
I actually wonder if, I can't remember the name of the book that I sat down with my boys with, where I was, they were one on either side of me in a queen bed. And I'm and as I'm turning through it, I'm like, I really should have pre-read this. And they're like, oh, well, that, what's happening here? And what goes on? Oh, I'm looking going, oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. These are drawings and they're really fun.
This has drawings and it's good. It was a New York Times bestseller. I got to find it. It's driving me crazy. I was looking the whole time since I walked in. But we have a million texts.
Yes.
So, of course, I can't get caught up.
So, do you give her the book and say, read this? Or do you sit down and say, hey, let's read this together? What do you do with it?
I thought about that quite a bit, actually. And I think that I should either have her read it to me or I read it to her or we switch off. But I think it's probably best that I'm there.
Yeah, sit side by side. I recommend not having to make eye contact during it. Is anything like the book?
I don't know.
Which I assume there are. I mean,
this
we
is
are
it.
All describing the same thing.
It's not The Stork is the name of the book.
It's not The Stork.
And part of the reason I love that one is because we watched the movie Storks 10 million times.
Oh.
So.
And so she probably did think that's where babies came from.
Well.
Storks pick them up, drop them off.
Yeah, it's not The Stork. This is the book. And these are the graphics. Oh, fudge.
Oh,
what is that?
It. We're not. He's not a robot. Why is everyone so concerned about robots?
Oh, there it is. That's the graphic.
Oh.
That's cute. Very cute. It shows a mommy with a baby in her.
Uh-huh. And that
and the
same,
kids with all their questions.
That same like see-through visual is also on the inside and shows the uterus. Like
sure.
There's stuff that, you know, needs to be explained. So. Anyway, it's not The Stork is what I chose. Thank you for your recommendations. I am,
yeah, that
I'm
was
on
nice.
It.
It's good that we are able. It's great having a radio show where you can go, listen, I need help with this thing.
Yeah.
So it explains the old in and out and everything. Like,
I don't, again, I'm not sure how much I want to explain about, I don't want her to leave the conversation thinking sex sounds so rad.
Man,
because
friction.
I do love
I
it.
Get me some of that.
So, you know, for me, there's not going to be a, like, it's clear I'm a good salesman for it. Like, I love it. It's fun. Sex. Should try it sometime, everybody. Unless
you're
11.
Of the
right.
Correct age mm-hmm. to try it.
Right.
Which is 40. Everyone knows that.
That's what it's
oh, boy. Happening. That's, oh, God. I honestly, the less you know.
What do you mean the less you know?
Like, do you really want to know what she's up to in a few years?
Oh, well, no, I don't. Mm. But I do.
But you
do.
Want to know that she's armed with the correct information and birth control and all the fun stuff. That,
as much as I understand, people, you know, they'll scare you off. There's, wait till you're going to want to kill yourself. I don't want to. I want her to have a normal, healthy life experiences.
Yes.
I don't want her in over her head. Right. I don't want anyone to mistreat her. But I do want her to have a kiss. I do want her to, you know, all these
eventually
milestones.
Have a satisfying
right.
sex life.
Someone who treats her nicely and kindly and sure. all that stuff. That doesn't mean he can't be like the happiest dude in the world to be, you know, getting it.
But you
he could also
coming
be
to you going, oh man, your daughter, whoa. No,
you dude, really showed her the ropes.
You showed her the ropes, man. I appreciate
okay,
it.
I got you. My point is, I want her to. Jesus Christ, Sarah.
I'm going to throw up.
I know. Thank you. Yikes.
Woo!
Anyway, so that's the other thing I wanted to mention. I hadn't thought about it in a long time.
All right.
But the buttered tortilla.
Yes, this came up yesterday.
That was like when I was a little boy, that was a staple in
you
my
buttered
little,
it
in my dumb
microwaved
little diet.
It.
Yeah. And then you just, you know, take off running with a thing dripping out the bottom and you start, there's the butter trail as you leave the door. Mm. So I made one of those yesterday. And as usual, whenever I walk in the kitchen, one of my little birds turns up looking for something. And
oh, what are you making?
Right. And so Edie goes, what is that? And I go, I cut it in half and I hand it to her and I walk away with mine and she comes back and goes, can you make more of those?
No, aww. That's it. That's the only one I can ever
make. And how many am I allowed to have?
Oh my God, funny. You know what I was thinking as you were saying that? What would be great is if you made one of those with the butter and then you put cinnamon sugar on it.
Oh, God, yeah. Probably would be good. She loves churros. I love churros. Mm,
that's what it was kind
of
reminding me of.
That is churros, yeah. Ooh. Anyway, so she's into it. She loved it.
That's great.
And so we had a couple of those before. Then I took them to the skate park.
Oh, how'd that go?
I'm a skate park dad.
Oh, that's great.
They're into it. And
that's,
I don't
that's
ask.
That's great.
I never ask them.
Mm. They say, can we?
I go and get my guitar and sit down. And then, you know, there's one or the other will come up and say, can we? Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to ask for something, filling my time with noodling around on this.
Are there other skate park dads? Have you?
Yes.
Is there
it's
a whole,
yeah.
Now?
Uh-huh. It's actually really cool to be there. And I'll tell you this. And I know it's the skate park and I'm there with my kids, but there's no stranger danger thing happening with those kids walk right up and are like, will you hold my hand when I go down the thing too? All right, let's go.
Aw.
It's very funny, but there's no like,
I think it's
yikes,
just
that guy
because you're with kids
must be
the stranger danger is the dude who's like lurking and clearly has no kids. He's not invested in the situation in any way that seems proper. Like, why are you hanging out at the kids' place?
Well,
because it's fun
creepo,
to watch.
Really? Don't hang at the kids' place, Maddie. You can hang at the dog place with your dog, but don't hang at the kids' place.
Anyway, it's fun. It's super fun. And
what are they on? Like scooters or?
My kids are riding their roller skates still.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They're riding roller
Both
skates.
Both in inline skates?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun. And are they learning any tricks or they're just enjoying the curves?
No, I'm teaching them. So they're learning to drop in, which is this, you know, it's scary.
Fall down
you're
the
You're going
to
have all this speed. You're going to, and then you got to teach them what to do with it. The whole point of dropping in is to ride up the other wall and make turns and have flow and style and all these things that are important if you're going to do anything in life.
Flow and style.
Flow and style are part of it. Mm. And so I'm Hustle teaching them like, and then I taught this kid, like this kid.
Oh, you're teaching the other
that's
children
a whole
too.
Freaking thing that happens. Aww. Once I'm hanging with my kids, I have a
it's
crowd
Mr.
around.
Hassett. He's like a teacher.
What? Yeah. Well, I worry.
You know, here's the thing with you that I've noticed over the years is,
great.
First of all, you relate well to children. I've watched you sit on the floor long before you ever had kids. I watched you sit down on the ground and play with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Your voice is astoundingly loud in even the most quiet of situations. And so as you're instructing your own kids, I'm sure the other kids are like, yo, all right,
I'm in.
Mr. Hassan is holding class over here.
Yeah, I ended up with with two extra kids and this.
And did you teach them anything?
I'm telling you, this little girl, I'm not going to say her name. I know her name because she hung around the whole time.
Oh. But, is she either of your kids' age? Is she someone that...
Yes, oh, but she was like, I need you to hold my hand too. And I went, all right. I worry because I don't want them to get hurt and then somehow...
It's your fault.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot these days, isn't there?
I just came here with my kids. I wasn't looking for trouble, so yeah. I'm worried, but
is
I'm also not going to...
Is her dad standing off on the side just on his phone? Or she's
I don't know where that...
There?
I don't know who... I didn't know anything about that. But I did hold her hand and was like, ah, you know what? I'm just
trying to.
What am I supposed to do? Tell some nice little girl, I'm not helping you, punk.
Well, you could say it like this. Your parents probably would not appreciate some random man that you don't know touching you. It's called stranger danger, kid. Look into it. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of you. You're a stranger. What's going on here?
You know, sometimes you just go along to get along. I just went like, all right, come here.
Yeah.
And then she, but I will say this, the same thing that happened to me at the skate park is happening to my kids and these other kids around me, which is you're scared to death to do this thing. And then you do it and you are the king of the world. You're the king.
It's a like, great feeling.
You are like, oh my God, I truly thought I would die. And here I am standing triumphant.
Those are great moments in life. And they do, you do parlay those into your own life, your own confidence building and your own life experiences as you go forward.
Absolutely.
No question.
So, anyway, that's me.
Shaking in your boots and then you just do it.
And then the Warriors lost. I'm sorry to report it.
Oh my God, dude, I thought you were going to just not report it.
Well, I have to. I mean, no, they had a good season and, you know, there's chance that next year could be real good. And they're talking about making some trades for a guy who's phenomenal. I can't say his name right now. Who's the Greek guy that plays for the Bucks?
Giannis.
I can't say it right now.
Pouliopoulos.
Tumpo. What?
That sounds about right.
He's really good. Anyway.
Everybody calls him Giannis because nobody can say something.
Thanks for the great season, Warriors, and, you know.
Warriors.
I guess we'll root for Boston now.
Yes, because their head coach went to West Virginia.
Okay.
Go Celtics.
Any reason. Good Virginia. It's fine. KLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Play a quick song and be right back.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.